As we know, a government shutdown would include the National Park Service, and that could mean that events commemorating the 150th anniversary of the start of the Civil War would happen without Fort Sumter in Charleston Harbor, South Carolina, where the war started. Fort Sumter was home to a federal garrison in 1861, and when Confederate forces fired at the fort, the war began. Hundreds of Union and Confederate reenactors are going to be in Charleston, and thousands of spectators are expected for the 10 days of events, which begin this weekend. Jeff Antley is trying to coordinate all this, almost like a Civil War general. He's chairman of the 150th anniversary of the firing on Fort Sumter committee. So, Jeff, how do you go forward with this week of events if you don't have Fort Sumter?
Actually, we believe that cooler heads will finally prevail. We think this is a political football, this budget. And I think it gets kicked down the road to the last minute. And we think there'll be a continuing resolution which will allow us to go forth with what we've planned. One of our main problems is that our reenactors arrive tomorrow, exactly the day of the shutdown at midnight. So what we're dealing with currently is, where do I put these people tomorrow morning beginning at 8 o'clock if they have to all pack up and move in 12 hours or so?
Because they were supposed to stay at the fort.
This is done as historically correct as possible. So we have the actual 50 Federals, which most of them are from the north, that are flying down here, driving long distances to stay in Fort Sumter. Plus, we also have 400 to 500 reenactor, Confederate reenactors from all over the country and the world. We have 20 to 40 or so coming from Europe that would be staying at Fort Moultrie. You know, we've got to get these Union troops to Sumter on Park Service boats. We've got to provide all their amenities and everything. All of that's been done. Firewood, porta-johns, all that kind of stuff is already completed. So it's now, if we move the people in, what's it going to mean to move them out in 10 hours, 12 hours? So we're really at a crossroads, and we're trying to solve all of these contingency plans today.
So it's not like you can say, maybe we'll do it next month.
In the reenacting community, you can do these kinds of reenactments, and if, you have a storm or a hurricane or something like that, you can postpone and reschedule, and it's not the end of the thing. You know, history has given us this date, and, you know, most of us, so many of us as adults, will not be here in 50 years during the bicentennial. So this is a crucial event that can't be rescheduled. And, you know, the financial impact on these people is enormous. Most of these reenactors have invested about $2,000 or more dollars, including time off of work, to be able to do this. But governmental shutdown is just like trying to prepare for 9/11. You just don't see that coming. It's not a contingency you're prepared for.
But what are some of the other contingencies, though, and how would you prepare for them, I guess, is my question.
We're trying to prepare for a two-pronged approach. One is if we have to not be occupying Park Service property at the closure, do we have nearby property as kind of a holding area? And if they do pass the resolution, let's say on Saturday or something, we can replug in the original plans because we're close. We also have some other sites around Charleston that have graciously given us opportunities to come there. But if we come to the sites, then the whole significance of the anniversary is basically lost because we're not at the harbor.
If there is no resolution, how would you hold the events?
We will stay on the land that we're on, and we will do a lot of our performances out on the beachfront and in the town itself.
And so what you're working on right now is that contingency plan in case there's no resolution?
That's the interesting part, is I'm preparing two fronts. I'm preparing for a late-term resolution, and how do I pull the thing together at the last minute? And at the same front, I'm working another angle that says, what if they don't do the resolution? How do I pull it off on another front?
Well, Jeff Antley, chairman of the 150th anniversary of the firing on Fort Sumter committee. Jeff, thanks for speaking with us, and good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.